This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
1800 days or whatever the number was. It's like, here he is. Pretty good. But, you know, the last game of the regular season, this is where we are all around the NFL. It starts to be the rumors, who's in, who's out as a head coach, and a lot of changes that could be going on. And this is that point now where, with so little on the line for most of these games today, teams are already starting to look ahead. Now, again, tonight, Steelers-Ravens, that's a huge deal. That's the game that matters the most today. Obviously, yesterday you had a couple of playoff implications on the line or seeding, and it was to a point. But, like, tonight is Ravens-Steelers. Tonight is a game that involves one team making the playoffs and one not. One team maybe firing their coach. There's a lot going on here. You know, when I look at the Ravens, I see a future that may be what the Commanders looks like. Like roster and organization and just the whole picture looks like as a whole. Now, in a lot of ways, that's good, right? Because when I look at the Ravens, that is as consistent of an organization as we've had in the NFL. Well-run, a lot of talent, pretty damn good at drafting defensive players, could really use a lot of that moving forward in Washington. But then there's the quarterback situation, and there's the highs, and then there's the lows. What's going on with Lamar Jackson may just be the future for Jaden Daniels. Now, I'm not one of those people that's sitting here going, oh God, it's back to RG3 all over again. I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is that there is a chance that Jaden Daniels does not play a full season a majority of his career. And look, guys get hurt in the NFL. We all know that. Injuries happen. Injuries are a part of the game. And it does happen to starting quarterbacks. Look, it happens to quarterbacks that don't run a lot. I mean, Joe Burrow can't stay healthy, and it's not like he's somebody that's going out there running the way that Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson does or anybody else. But, you know, Lamar's been hurt a good portion of this season. I mean, in and out and in and out. We're talking hamstring, we're talking ankle, knee, toe, back injuries. Those are all injuries that Lamar Jackson has dealt with this year. Jaden Daniels has had at least three injuries that we know of this year. You get the big highs, but you get the big injuries on top of that. And I know that they have a similar style of play that makes it easy. And it may be their future where, look, you think anybody in the Ravens organization would trade what they've gotten from Lamar Jackson for what Washington has had at quarterback before Jaden Daniels? I promise you that's not happening, right? You got a two-time MVP at quarterback, but he also at times can get banged up. Now, credit Lamar. Lamar Jackson has grown as a player, as a passer. He's worked hard. He's got a strong work ethic. He's improved every single year as a quarterback in this league to becoming one of the more accurate passers in the NFL with an ability to run with the football. I mean, it is what you would want in a quarterback that has his skill set. That can be Jaden Daniels. And you could say, oh, he needs to bulk up. And he's like, okay, like bulking up doesn't mean it'll catch up to you no matter what. Like, yeah, it can help in some ways, but I want my quarterback learning how to slide and get out of bounds, plain and simple. and maybe not running as much, not looking at it as something to lean on. Now, the last injury that Jaden Daniels had this year against Seattle, that game was just off the rails right from the beginning, right? You look, there was nobody he could throw the football to. Everybody was hurt. And that was the first time that I saw Jaden Daniels actually, like, truly pissed off. Right? We always talk about, oh, Jaden, he smiles after he throws a pick or makes a mistake. I don't think that's a bad thing. And maybe he's just, he's just clearing his head. And that was the first time we saw an angry Jaden Daniels. And when you watch that game, there were moments where you could tell there was frustration. And he was making decisions based off of that frustration. Right? Don't drive when you're mad. Don't run when you're angry and frustrated, Jaden Daniels, because it's going to lead to a dislocated elbow, clearly. You know, but the ceiling for a Jaden Daniels, just like a Lamar Jackson, makes it worth it. Right? We know what it's like. We've all wandered that desert together, holding hands, praying that that's not a mirage in front of us, and it's actually a franchise quarterback. We have a potential of a franchise quarterback in D.C. He's just got to stay healthy, and they've got to be able to build around him. Now, he was mostly healthy his rookie year. I know he got a little banged up, but again, this is the rookie year for Jaden Daniels. If that's the type of career we're going to see, but, you know, obviously improved and, you know, getting better and understanding some things as time goes on, then you're in good shape. Because remember, we are entering the offseason. That leads into year three for Jaden Daniels at quarterback, which is wild to think. That's really where we are right now. So that's one of the reasons, too, when you're looking at this offseason for the Commanders, backup is going to matter. Is Marcus Mariota back? Do they want him back? You had some decent starts for him, and then you had times where you watched and went, God, he's completing 50% of his passes here. And look, Tyler Huntley and those couple of wins that he had as a starter with Lamar Jackson out recently, what beat the Bears, beat the Packers, he was completing 78% of his passes. 78%! That's massively accurate. Now, do I think that that would have happened over an entire season if Tyler Huntley was the starter the entire year for the Ravens? No, I don't think that. But what I do know is they've got a strong backup that knows that offense, that's done a lot for them with Lamar Jackson inevitably missing time for the Ravens. But they are at the mercy of his health. Now, he's playing tonight. Of course, he's feeling good, right? Everybody's in great, best shape of his life. But here's the thing. When you do have Lamar Jackson, if you're the Ravens, those last couple of games of the regular season over his career, he is elite when it matters the most at the end of the regular season. And a lot of times it's been the Ravens kind of being in a spot where they have to play from behind because they've dealt with injuries. Because it hasn't just been Lamar Jackson. They've dealt with injuries of all kinds. All kinds. Throughout, feels like years now. Remember that training camp? Was it like 3 years ago? Back-to-back torn ACLs, and I mean, it's just, the Ravens have dealt with their own levels of injuries over the years. But, you know, I mentioned the hamstring, the knee, the ankle, the toe, the back, all of that for Lamar this year. The Ravens have always been at the mercy of Lamar Jackson's health, and the Commanders will always be at the mercy of Jaden Daniels' health. Now, yes, you build up a strong defense, that will help tremendously. That's one of the big reasons why the Commanders played from behind so much this year. And it altered the offense, and it altered the game plan, and it altered their ability to just run the football at times because they were already down two touchdowns. The first quarters this year for this Commanders team, oh my God, they were so bad. They were so bad. I mean, all the time you're looking at them going, they've been outgained by how much? The time of possession? Just the first quarter. But having a strong defense will definitely help. Now again, if you're the Ravens and, you know, Derrick Henry, that helps too. I'd expect a heavy dose of Derrick Henry tonight, especially after a couple weeks. Think of what happened after that last week. Monster game from Derrick Henry. But Lamar is great at the end of the regular season. I like the Ravens tonight. I think the Ravens do beat the Steelers. Final 2 weeks of the regular season for Lamar Jackson as a starter. 8-0, 18 touchdown passes. That's just touchdown passes alone to one pick. That is an insane touchdown to interception ratio. Now, I know he hasn't looked good recently. Again, he has been banged up. And the really good teams, as important as quarterback is in the NFL, and we know it is, you have to still have as well-rounded of a roster as you can possibly have, because you can only lean on your great quarterback if you have one for so long. You still need to be able to balance a little bit with a run game. You've still got to have a defense that can go and get you three and outs, because as the playoffs move forward, you might be playing in a really cold, windy, or snowy condition. Maybe. It's not always about an offense that can put up 40 points. It's about a defense that can hold a team to 40 yards rushing. Or, you know, like, those are the types of things that you need. And that's where Washington really is going to have to be this offseason, is being able to, again, build around that with an understanding that you're going to be at the mercy of Jaden Daniels' health. And I get it, right? Like, every quarterback in Jaden Daniels' class is going to be compared. But they're all very different quarterbacks in very different situations. I look at Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels, not just for the way that they play, but for the overall situations and where those organizations are, and you got to look at what the Ravens have done. Because listen, for all of the criticism that John Harbaugh may get as a head coach, and maybe he's not back. Ravens fans want him gone. But I just tell you this, Ravens fans. The alternative may not be better. Now, some wanted Mike McDonald. I get it. The success he's had in Seattle, maybe. But let's see where he is 2-3 years from now. The consistency that both the Ravens and Steelers have had. The floor is always high. The ceiling may not be as high, especially for the Steelers. But some of that is because of the fact that they haven't had a quarterback for years in Pittsburgh. I mean, so much so that they were really to just sit around and wait for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision of whether he was going to keep playing and go there, right? Like, think about this offseason. It's not like an Aaron Rodgers decision was made right away. No, no. No, that was made way too late. Now, granted, that they probably know that he was going to go there? Yeah. You know, Mike Tomlin has kept that thing afloat. And kept that floor at least high. Now, I get it. You want house. There's been a lot of early exits, and those matter. But you have to keep in mind as to what can also be a very low floor if you decide to make a change at head coach. Now, I like the Ravens in this game tonight. I think the Steelers are in for a whooping. They've been outgained by 903 yards this season. So keep in mind. The Steelers, we know the defense has had issues at times, the secondary has had issues at times. There have been a lot of games where that number has been insanely padded. But they've had the sixth worst yards differential in the NFL. Since the 1970 merger, four teams have made the playoffs despite being outgained by 800 or more yards over the course of the history of the NFL. So they're getting outgained by a ton by teams. They don't have DK Metcalf again tonight. Darnell Washington's out for the season. The only player with multiple catches on throws of 20 yards or more this year after DK Metcalf is Pat Freiermuth, if I can say his name right, with two. They don't have a big play option there. So I do like the Ravens tonight. And if you're looking at where the Ravens are, the AFC is pretty wide open. Ravens and Bills, two teams that can look at the top of the AFC. There are teams above them with young quarterbacks that don't have that experience in the playoffs. And that matters. That matters. And for the Ravens to get in and for the Bills to already, you know, be solidified and their fate be there, and they're two teams that have had Super Bowl aspirations for years, yeah, this is the year for that. This is the year for those two teams. But Steelers and Ravens, man, they hate each other. And what's the thing, when I think the quote always is, when anybody that's new on the Ravens is, you're not a Raven until you've beaten the Steelers. So for Commanders-Eagles not meaning much but still being a rivalry where two teams hate each other, and two fan bases want to see the other team flame out miserably. Dude, Steelers-Ravens, a lot on the line. Really, the game that it's the game that matters by far the most today. Yesterday had its moments, but this is the biggest one by far. I caution both organizations. If they're thinking about making a change at head coach, just be careful. Be careful what's out there. And I can promise you this, if Tomlin or Harbaugh were out on the market, there's a lot of teams that are coming. Nah, Mike doesn't really do it. There's a knock for you. Knock, knock, knock. Knocking on their doors, hoping that they'd want to go to their organization and coach there. Like, they would have their choices of jobs. So, we'll see. I can't wait for that game tonight, though. That's the game that, again, everybody has circled in a meaningless week 18 of the NFL season. Because that's really what it comes down to. And instead of 18 games in the NFL, I got a much better plan for this league to give us more meaningful football and not watering it down late in the season next. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nick asked you on the fan, Ben, I have a new rule. Never again. Black Eyed Peas, can't do it. You're in trouble, Ben.
You're not into it?
Not into it. Black Eyed and I work together. Never again. No Black Eyed Peas. So Adam Schefter is doing the whole, like, in and out, because we're a day away from Black Monday. And not every coach that does get fired gets fired on a Monday, but, like, that happens in the NFL. All of the coaches that he's listing right now, you know, Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, he thinks Harbaugh's safe. There's one name on here that would be a massively popular head coaching candidate should he become available. Now, you during the break, though, Ben, because I don't look at the Ravens as any sort of like rival to the Commanders. They haven't earned that rivalry yet. The Ravens, even with playoff letdowns, have still been a massively consistent organization for a long, long time. You hate the Ravens. Like, at a level that I haven't heard many people hate them for. You are all out on the Ravens, aren't you?
Completely, 100%. Wish nothing but the worst for them when it comes to results. Not the players, but the results of the team.
Why is that?
Because when you grow up in this area and you live through a putrid era of Dan Snyder-led Washington Redskin football.
True.
And a very prosperous era of what the Ravens have done over the last 25 years. There's a lot of people that are fans of the Ravens because they simply gave up on the team from DC. And there's a lot of people that like to rub in the fact that one of the other local teams that you don't root for is so much more well-run, so much more respectable, consistently in the picture every single season. Has arguably one of the best quarterbacks in football, could be one of the best quarterbacks ever in terms of being dynamic, just has to get that Super Bowl ring under his belt. It's just frustrating. It is frustrating. And honestly, if you want to tie back to the conversation that you wanted to have about the NFL expanding to 18 games, if they're going to add an 18th game to the season, the Commanders and Ravens need to play every single year. They need to do local rivalries every single year. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, they should play every single year. Washington, Baltimore should play every year. I think it'd be a super fun rivalry. DC and Baltimore should be a fun rivalry amongst people, yet we're deprived of it. Only happens every 4 years in what has now been coined as the Maryland Championship because the Commanders have played in Maryland for the last 25 years.
You know what? I got to go first and zero in on something you said there. I love that local rivalry idea. That's the first time I've heard anybody say anything like that. And I really like that idea. Now, I don't want this season going 18 games ever. But if they were to add an extra game to give you something different and a level of beyond, because clearly the NFL is now always going to have these backloaded division games at the end of the regular season. It makes sense. Your hope is that they mean something. If they don't, there's still a level of a rivalry that's there. Like today, Eagles, Commanders, there's still something there with bad blood from the past, from the playoffs last year, from the two-point conversion Nick Sirianni a couple weeks ago. Not that it matters for Washington, but it is still there. So I do like that idea. But I do think also that win or lose, John Harbaugh is still safe. Adam Schefter says he thinks that he's safe as well. But here's a name. Let's just say, Ben, since you brought this up, I want to dig into this hatred that you've got just a little bit more, because it's deep. Okay. It's very deep. Though I also understand your feeling on this. I've just looked at the Commanders for so long and the various, you know, the football team, Redskins, and all this whole history, the Dan Snyder era, and I've gone, well, how can I hate a team that wins? I want that for my team. So it's like, to me, it's not hate. It's just jealousy. But I just don't see the Ravens that way. Now, that may change. I got friends that are Ravens fans, and they're a pain in the ass. But now they're mostly just distraught because the last couple of seasons have felt like such letdowns. All right, so let's just say, let's play hypothetical here, that Adam Schefter is wrong and that John Harbaugh is out if they lose tonight or otherwise, whatever. Maybe they lose their first playoff game, whatever, in the Ravens. Kevin Stefanski is on the list as a potential out for a head coach this offseason. My question always is, when somebody says, this person needs to be gone, this guy should be fired, this guy should be traded, okay, then what's the result of what you're going to do next? What's the change? Who's going to replace them? What does that look like? What's the plan, Phil? All right? What's the plan, Phil? What's the plan here? If Harbaugh's gone, I would be banging down the door of Kevin Stefanski. Because with what he's been able to do in that absolute dumpster fire in Cleveland to win two Coach of the Year awards and to make that team at times relevant with the absolute, absolute disaster that they have had at quarterback pretty much the entire time, and then making the worst trade in NFL history to trade for Deshaun Watson and give up as much as they did, and the worst contract in NFL history to give all of the guaranteed money to Deshaun Watson, and then cycle through quarterback after quarterback after quarterback to where Joe Flacco might have been one of the greatest moments in Kevin Stefanski's Browns coaching career. If he's out and I need to find a, okay, if not John Harbaugh, then who? That's my guy, Ben. Kevin Stefanski to the Ravens. And honestly, if I'm the Commanders and Kevin Stefanski is available, same thing. I'm going, hey, would you want to come to Washington? We don't really have to keep Dan Quinn. Here, you know, this is what you do. Ben, I've got an even better scenario for you, for the Commanders specifically then. And you can, the Ravens thing, you can, yeah, whatever you feel, I don't care. This just popped in my head. I know it'll never happen, but we're going to do it anyway. Dan Quinn, move Dan Quinn to defensive coordinator, hires Kevin Stefanski as head coach. There you go. There's your help for the Commanders right there. I know it's psychotic and it won't happen, but a guy can dream, right?
Well, from what we heard David Aldridge say this week, if the Commanders even entertain the idea of demoting Dan Quinn, they said, we don't want you to be the head coach. We don't want to fire you. We want to demote you to the defensive coordinator or something like that. Let's say next year goes awry and it's as bad as this year was. I don't think there's any way Dan Quinn does it. I think he's fully set in on being the head coach wherever he is. I'm not sure if it doesn't work out here if he goes back to being a defensive coordinator again, or just be a situation where he looks at himself, he's like, you know, he is where his feet are, as he likes to say. Mm-hmm. And he goes back, says, all right, I didn't work out as a head coach. I got to go be a defensive coordinator somewhere else. That is a funny hypothetical that you bring up, though.
I would love to see it, and it would make them better, but I know it's not going to happen. Now, yeah, guys get fired as head coaches and go back and become coordinators. That happens, but on the same team, I mean, I know it would never work because you're also then looked at as the guy that was once the head coach, and now he's the defensive coordinator. Wait. Like, how is that viewed?
What about, I can't believe this exact scenario, though, actually kind of happened. Virginia Tech and Brent Pry?
That's true, but not at the NFL level. It's different a little bit at college than it is in the NFL.
I still find that wild stuff.
Yeah, oh, no, it's true. Listen, that's still a rare thing to happen, period, because you're taking somebody and they're still around and they weren't. They're basically looked at as like, you weren't good enough for this, but you're good enough for this. Which, again, it goes back to the stereotype that's out there that, like, coordinators are, you know, inferior to head coaches. Says who? Like, look around at the value of offensive and defensive coordinators in the NFL and the gaping craters that they've left behind in Philadelphia and Detroit. And, I mean, we've seen it time and time again over the years where these teams have struggled when their great offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator has struggled or has left, and then they've had their setbacks. So, you know, to me, I think coordinators need to be looked at with a higher regard. Really, I would love that. I mean, again, you're hiring somebody that becomes the CEO, and all right, so we'll make Kevin Stefanski's the CEO of football, on-field football for the Commanders. Dan Quinn becomes the VP of defense. There, give him a better title. Now everybody's happy. Figure out offensive coordinator, too, because it can't be Cliff Kingsbury anymore either. Mike McDaniel. We need Mike McDaniel out, though. Apparently, he might be staying in Miami. Again, I've just gone off the rails with scenarios that aren't going to happen, but I like to think about it. Why not? Why not? At this point, let's just throw stuff at the wall. If you're willing to pay enough money, we got a rich ownership group. Highest paid coordinators in the NFL. Dan Quinn is defensive coordinator. Mike McDaniel. Hey, you want to come work with our quarterback or Tua? Now you'll be the offensive coordinator, but we'll make you the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. And you get to just fully have control of the offense. Kevin Stefanski's the CEO of it all. Give him all better titles. VP of offense, VP of defense, president and CEO Kevin Stefanski. Who says no? Who says no? Probably everybody. But a guy can dream, can't he? Guy can dream. Stefanski would be somebody that teams would fire their coach to hire Kevin Stefanski. I really think with what he's been able to endure in Cleveland, I mean, they're a mess year after year after year. They just cannot avoid stepping on their own. You know what? Like all the time. It's unbelievable. And by the way, Deshaun Watson, they're going to try to give him another shot next year. Don't think that's not going to be the case. I think it's the last chance, but oh my God, like what an utter disaster that entire organization is. All right. I mentioned I got a plan for the NFL. Forget 18 games. I'm going to loop in Ben's idea as well, how we can make the end of the season better for the NFL and still stretch things out and still be a part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights.
It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Calendar Moore, Nick Ashew on the Fan. NFL, when the NFL goes to 18 games, adding some sort of local rivalries around the NFL, we'd have to probably workshop that and figure out what those rivalries would be and would there be enough for every single team at the end of the season. But the NFL going to 18 games, I hate the idea. I hate 17 games. We know they're not going to stay at an uneven number. It's just weird that you can finish 9-8 or 8-9 in a season. Finishing 500 is a big deal. All right, that's the thing. Don't take that away. But we know that this was just like the NFL dipping their toe in the pool. They're like, let's see the temperature here. We know we're going all the way in. We're just going to check the temperature real quick and get used to it, and then we're going to go to one more game. And it is an inevitable thing, but it drives me absolutely insane. Why are we adding more meaningless games on the calendar? Because I know there are always going to be meaningless games, no matter what. But why not rip the Band-Aid off and get it done quicker? Please. I mean, we don't need another week of this useless slate in the NFL. And I get it, an extra week, and there's some teams that are maybe still in the hunt. Stop it. It always ends up being one or two games that mean something the last week of the NFL season. Why are we just extending that possibility as opposed to expanding the playoffs and giving ourselves more meaningful games? Not every team deserves to have extra games. They just don't. Like, I get the fact that the NFL wants to do it, because it's really the owners want to do it, because an extra game for every single team that is guaranteed is extra income. It's more money. I know. And for years, and Ben, you probably remember this, right? Play for the 8 seed for the Wizards, and then it was play for the play-in tournament. Just let's get that extra little bit. Let's get that extra game.
Thank God we moved away from that.
Finally. And the Wizards have finally realized, like, we got to rebuild this damn thing from scratch, and they're doing it the right way. But, you know, if you're looking at it from an income perspective, these owners are just like, well, if we could get some extra millions, one extra home game, and you know, more people are coming to the stadium, it doesn't even matter if it's our fans, right? You got Eagles fans coming to what was then FedEx Field when that changed everything. When you looked around and he's like, oh my God, this is really bad. Here's the thing. Not every team deserves to have that extra game. Make it worth it. More games for all teams should not be a thing. More games for teams that deserve it should be. I don't need to see another week of the Raiders trying to lose. I don't need to see another week of the Giants trying to overtake the Raiders for the number one overall pick. You don't need to see another week of the Jets. Even Jets fans don't want to see another week of the Jets, period. If you expand the playoffs, you have meaningful games, you're still all over the calendar, you are still the main focal point of the sports world and the world in general. You've got your Saturdays, you've got your Sundays, you jam-pack games in Saturdays, you've got them Sundays, give us a Monday, you got Super Wild Card Weekend and Wild Card Weekend. They've already used the Super Wild Card Weekend branding, just use that. Like, seriously, screw these teams that are tanking. We don't need an extra week of watching them try to lose, where they're sitting everybody and saying that someone's sick when they're not sick. Like, what are we doing here? I understand that people, it's like the Emperor's New Clothes. If you don't know that story, look that up. I paid attention in school, sometimes. We don't need extra regular season football. But it's like people don't want to say it. You don't want to, like, well, oh, we love football, and it's going to get ratings. And what will we do if there's no football? I don't know. Go outside? Watch playoff games instead? I don't know. Scroll on your phone instead? Like, there are other things you can do with your life besides watching meaningless regular season games late in the NFL season. Now, I'm not saying take away football. Like, they're going to be – the NFL wants to be a part of a – you know, more of a part of the calendar. I get that. You want to have more games for a longer period of time. But here's the thing. Football being an event is what makes it great. it's not just about watching football. It's the fact that there's an absence of it, and then you have the game. It's not the NBA. I love the NBA, but you get the NBA every night. You get your team playing every couple of nights, sometimes on back-to-backs. Baseball, it's freaking every day and every night. But you're not going to see those leagues cut back on their games. People can suggest it, but it's not going to happen. You're losing money, unless you can make up that revenue somehow. If you're the NFL and you want to be active longer, again, we watch fat dudes run in tights and see how fast they can run a 40-yard dash. Everything gets ratings with the NFL. It really doesn't matter. But if you want to do this, this is your answer. Meaningful game. Like, yesterday was great. Panthers, Bucks, I get it. They're not the most glamorous teams, and the Bucks have been an absolute disaster. So the fact they still have a chance to make the playoffs, depending on what the Saints do today, is remarkable, right? But those, I would rather watch two teams that are like fringe playoff teams playing in a playoff game than have games. And again, I know I have the choice of like not watching them, but you're probably going to watch Red Zone today, and you're going to see highlights of Saints Falcons. Who cares? Like, really, most of these games, you look around today and go, do we need them? Like, really ask yourself this. Do we need these games today, or could we have gotten this out of the way sooner? We don't need, now in the past this might have been something to watch, but we don't need Chiefs-Raiders today. We can be done with that meaninglessness. We don't need that. We don't need, I mean, even some of these games where if you're looking and saying, well, one matters, right? Like, Falcons-Saints matters for the Falcons. There's some meaning in that. But we don't need to see another week of the Titans. I don't need to see another week of the Jets. They're 3-13. We know they're terrible. Bengals-Browns, we don't need that. You're going to get it no matter what, but let's rip the Band-Aid off and get this done sooner. And let's get to the games that actually have something on the line. Look, college football expanded to 12 teams. They're going to expand to 16. That's inevitable. You know what they did? They gave us more playoff games that actually mean something. You could say, well, it waters down the postseason. I mean, does it? Because the alternative was meaningless bowl games that meant absolutely nothing. Now, I know people love the Pop-Tart Bowl this year, and they had a giant edible Pop-Tart. It's a gimmick. It's fun, and it's fun for the people that are involved in that game, whether it's the players or the alumni or, you know, the money that's coming in and the sponsors. But, like, those games mean nothing. Get rid of meaningless games. Give us more meaning. I want more meat. I don't want more potatoes. Give me the damn steak. The steak is the playoffs in the NFL. Give us that. And yeah, you could say, well, it's watering down the playoffs. Okay. But it's still the playoffs. It still adds it adds something more to games that are on your screen than meaningless stuff. John Hansen's got to look through the Red Zone and sit there and say, like, oh, yeah, we got go. Who cares? Bengals-Browns, okay. No one cares. Get it done sooner. Because, again, we'd be sitting here talking about, well, next week, yep, we got the Commanders again. Commanders-Ravens. Ravens are in the playoffs, and the Commanders are just riding it out with their fifth-string quarterback. Maybe we'd finally get Sam Hartman, and there's that. So that'd be the one benefit. We could see his great hair when he takes his helmet off. But is that really worth putting these extra games onto the schedule? It's not. But this is where we are. You know, that's just where we've got to find where the cutoff is at some point. And if I'm the NFL, I would rather them go back to 16 and have two extra weeks of the playoffs. Okay, maybe it's a little much, but like, come on, we've got to have a limit here at some point. Mark Cuban talked about this years ago. There can be too much football, and I agree. Because you're taking away the novelty of it, the greatness of it, being an event and being something special. There's other ways to increase your revenue. These games overseas are making plenty of money. I'm fine with more of that. More games in Spain and Germany and England and fine. Don't put teams there, but games there. Okay. Building up that international audience. Bring back NFL Europe. Funnel more of that money to the league. There's a lot of other things you can do than like, I don't know, I don't really have an idea. How about we add another game at the end of the regular season? Okay. For what? And everybody's bitching about the records. Oh, well, he broke this record and broke this record. Yeah, but he did it in a game extra. Okay. It's just so lazy. It's like tip of the iceberg. You really want to actually be creative and expand the revenue of the league. There are other better ways than just let's add an extra game. It's lazy. And it waters it down for us. It waters down the product for us, the fans. Blame the owners for that. I do. Blame all the owners, all the greedy ones. Nick Ashew on The Fan. To just like sit back and say it's going to take us 5 years. Like, the Wizards have the ability to stretch out their rebuild a lot more than the Commanders do. And there's multiple reasons for that. One, the Commanders are just, it's just a bigger name, and it's a bigger draw, and it's more polarizing. New podcasts all the time about them being fun, right? Like, you get that, but it's going to be a while. I think it's going to be a while. But doesn't it feel like this, Ben? Doesn't it feel like the Wizards have like more leeway to just really drop this thing down to the studs and completely gut this versus than where the Commanders are? I do.
It feels refreshing in a way that it finally happened, because for a lot of my life, I never thought it would happen with the Wizards. And when they finally took that approach, I'm like, here we go. This is going to be brutal. This is going to be painful. But everybody knows this is what had to happen. This is what needs to happen to build a sustainable winner at some point, instead of a perpetual mediocre team that the Wizards had. And now we're kind of entering this era here with the Commanders where they need to rebuild the roster to be sustainable in terms of success.
It was play for the 8 seed and then play for the play-in tournament for far too long with the Wizards, which is lazy, and it's just about having that extra game, right? It's like the NFL adding one extra regular season game, same thing. It's like the bare minimum. It's like, well, we'll make a little more money. That's lazy. That's not, you know, that's not how you actually build. If you want to build a winner, you've got to do it the real way, and it's the painful way, right? It's like anybody talks about, you see all these stories, everybody's got a podcast now, and they're, you know, telling stories about the big moments in their life. Everybody's had it. Those learning experiences, those moments where it's like you overcame all this adversity and you grew and you became better for it. That's what a rebuild is in the NFL. That's what a rebuild is in the NBA. That's what it is in any sport, is that you've got to go through the painful moments of growth to be able to come out on the other side better. And that's where the Commanders are, is that they've got to come out of this better. They've got to pull through all of this crap that they've had to deal with. They can't go out there and just sign a bunch of veterans to one-year deals. They've got to go out there and make some meaningful change this offseason. But it's also not going to happen overnight. We have to understand that it's just not. That doesn't mean you don't be aggressive, but it also means you temper your expectations for the short term versus the long term, because they're two different things. Like, they can go out there and sign an Alec Pierce, Juwan Jennings, go out there and get you some, you know, add to their secondary, add to the, they've got a lot of things they need to work on. There's not one move, one singular move that's going to make this Commanders team go from 4 or maybe 5 wins, depending on what happens today against the Eagles, to Super Bowl contender. Kind of felt like they felt that way last year, right? It's kind of in this win-now mode after 12 wins and like, oh, maybe, no, now we know. Now we know they're rebuilding. And listen, that doesn't mean that you don't need veterans on this roster. It doesn't mean that you don't need guys that have a smaller role on the field but a bigger role off the field. And I know this makes people pissed off, but Bobby Wagner and Von Miller still have a place on this roster. Now, I know Bobby Wagner's struggling coverage, and that ain't going to change. But that leadership and that just the look, this team struggled to tackle. Bobby Wagner knows how to tackle. And I know that sounds like a very low bar, because it is, but have you watched this defense try and make a tackle this year? I could go out there and do that. And I know that I'd probably regret it the minute that I did it, but I at least could go out there and tackle just as well as this defense has this year. But Bobby Wagner brings so much more to the table on this team that if the price is right, similar to Deebo Samuel, similar situation, but obviously not the same. Deebo back for the right price makes sense. Bobby Wagner back for a veteran minimum. He's more of a locker room guy. He's maybe only out there on certain third down situations that don't involve coverage. Might be worth it. Von Miller. Look, Von Miller, they didn't have much of a pass rush this year. Von Miller at least delivered for somebody his age. I'd love to see Von Miller back again for the right price. All of this comes down to that. If these are like rounding errors for a team that has a ton of cap space, it's worth it. But what you can't do is have somebody like a Bobby Wagner or a Von Miller back next year, and they're getting a majority of the snaps for multiple reasons. One, they just can't handle that workload anymore. It happens. These guys are future Hall of Famers, but it just can't happen that way anymore. And two, you've got to allow this team to have younger guys get more of an opportunity, because you have to still be thinking about the future. And a team that's rebuilding will do that. A team that understands it's not just about winning right now will do that. When you go out and sign guys to short-term deals that are veterans that you think are going to contribute more meaningfully right then, it's only about then. It's about that moment, that season. And this team has to go past that. It has to be more than that. Now, do I think that those guys are back? I think there's a chance, yeah. But it always comes down to money. It's really what it is. But they need to be there for the locker room, there for the leadership. Look, Bobby Wagner provides a ton for Jaden Daniels' growth. Like, they've become good friends. Bobby Wagner is an incredibly smart, not just football player, but person, right? Like, he teaches guys how to grow up off the field if they're willing to listen. He's also helped Jaden Daniels from a defensive perspective to say, here's what I'm seeing when you do this from my side of the field. That matters. That's where you've got to find the balance. And that's what this organization is going to have to do, is finding that balance that's going to allow maybe one or both of those guys, just as examples, coming back, but not impeding the growth of the rest of that defense, allowing some other linebackers to actually get significant time, going out and addressing the pass rush and letting it be like Von Miller's out there on third down in passing situations and Bobby Wagner's out there on obvious run situations and they're getting a few snaps a game. Like, that's what it has to come down to. And whether or not they do that, I don't know. But we're at the point now where, like, this team has got to find more than just the prove-it deals. Because young talent has to translate. Because you got a lot of cap space now, signed this offseason. Laremy Tunsil's going to be up for an extension. I don't know if they bring Frankie Louvu back. I don't know if they, you know, certainly talk extension with him. I doubt that's happening now, but this year versus last year. But he's going to be wanting a new deal. Oh, and there's this guy, Jaden Daniels, going to be entering his third year. That's going to be a conversation, too. Early conversation, bit of a whisper, but you've got to start planning years down the road. So all this glorious cap space this team has, man, that goes away quickly. Even with the cap going up, even with the more, like, this will dwindle very quickly. So you've got to spend smartly. And I don't want to see this team just spending money this offseason just because. We've seen that. We've done it. It doesn't work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.